rap game changed with one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
It took like a little bit of every part of their previous jerseys. Do you see the breakdown? It's like,
nah, see, I didn't see. I just saw like the basic.
I saw it come out like recently. It was like the font is from like their old, like their old like wine colored ones that LeBron wore. Like the,
okay, yeah, okay.
Checks down the past, and then it has like the Sean Kemp era with the streak,
uh-huh. Right?
And then it's supposed to be like the blue and orange from the old like Mark Price.
Yeah,
I guess. Like, I see what they were going for. Again, I don't hate them, but no, they're not one of the better city like, editions. Like,
they look like the Shanghai Sharks.
They do look very Shanghai Sharks.
I didn't think of it until I saw it next time. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it's an old-fashioned ripoff.
But if you're going to rip someone off, you can't rip off the Chinese. I mean, it does kind of make sense. Like,
yeah.
Always get the Chinese knockoff jerseys. Now we're getting the NBA knockoff Chinese jerseys.
I can't think of, like, a single – they don't have any marketable players. Like, nobody's going to buy, like, a Sexton jersey after, like, what they wear. Yeah.
Yeah.
The George Hill jersey.
I'm sure there are plenty of Midwesterners who love Kevin Love.
No. I won't buy it. I don't think he fits in with their
beliefs.
Yeah. Their core competencies, yes.
Who is the most – that's a great question. Who is the most marketable player?
Has to be Love.
Right?
It's got to be. I would love or sec like if you're playing the young angle Sexton, if you're playing established, it's got to be Love.
Like no one has a Cavs George Hill jersey.
Clarkson
has a Jordan Clarkson jersey.
That's a fact.
He's 100% a guy that would wear his own jersey out.
That's a fact.
Is Fry still there?
I think he is.
I feel like he's beloved. Like he's the fan favorite.
I was gonna say maybe like Larry Nance, just because people get confused. Yeah. Think it's actually okay, Larry Nance.
Yeah, with the pops. Yeah, I could see. Nance, but yeah, like nobody's getting a JR jersey. Nobody's getting a Tristan Thompson. I've never seen a Tristan Thompson jersey like out in the wild.
I'm pretty sure like they tried to sell them to like.
Right, like I feel like rookie year, a lot of, like you just buy and just hope. I haven't seen like any of those like.
Well, that was tough too because he was their second pick that draft.
Fair, yeah. But even then, it's like oh, you take that Kyrie guy, I'll take Tristan Thompson, and we'll see who shakes out.
Right, that was literally me when we took Smart and James Young. I got the James Young jersey for two reasons. One, I thought he was going to be the truth. Still not sold. He isn't.
Still time.
And two, he just like 36. I'm not going to wear it. Like I love Marcus Smart. Everyone who's listening right now already fucking knows that. But terrible 36 number. Is a brutal number.
The Celtics have the worst numbers out there just because so many are retired.
But like Kyrie 11 like looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can like Jalen wore 7. Like Juice wears like 0. Like there's still.
I'm not a fan of 0. I don't like 0 jerseys.
I like double 0.
Well, that's retired.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
But, like, even going through, like, odd jerseys, like, I'm a traditionalist in the sense, like, I like the 1-5.
Okay.
And I don't like guards with, like, big numbers.
Bootstrap 3s.
No, I have
the sound of them.
Like, I'm picky with that. Like, to me, it's like, big should wear big numbers, guards should wear small numbers. Like, it looks weird, like, when, like, Nerlens and Well out there wearing 3.
See, but, like, the thing is, I thought about the other day, like, Zion's jersey, like just one with Williamson, it's just a good look.
Yeah.
Like, I think wherever he goes, that's just going to be a.
He could pull off 0,
if
too.
He's sticking with one.
He could pull off anything, I think.
I think he kind of. If he's just going to be dunking on everything, he's like,
not 48.
Yeah. Great. On the back of some shoes.
Going back to, like, the marketability question, I got asked this recently, and I want your thoughts. I was talking to somebody with the Clippers, and they said, do the Clippers have the worst best player in the league? If you take the best player from each team.
Like Tobias?
Like who's the Clippers' best player? Yeah. And then
I mean like the Hawks gotta be worse.
But I was saying like the Hawks, the Cavs.
So the best worst player.
Kevin Love's better than Tobias Harris, no?
I feel like I'd take Tobias Harris.
Well yeah, taking him because you're like building a team or for just this season?
I think for this season I'll take Tobias Harris.
Fair is fair.
I'm trying to think. Orlando?
Aaron Gordon. I think I'd rather have Gordon. Take him out of Orlando, I think.
Yeah, if Gordon. Aaron Gordon had a real coach.
Literally anywhere else, then yeah.
But I just got to ask that because the Clippers are good.
Yeah, no, that's... Damn, coach of the year, Doc Rivers, wow. No, that's a good one. I'm trying to... Chicago? Like, LaVine is getting buckets, but he's...
Yeah, LaVine or Lori?
I haven't heard Lori's name once this season.
It's hurt.
I was like, I know he got
it. They'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll certainly do it. I've heard Chris Dunn's name like seven times, and like he doesn't.
I think he's coming back from being.
He hasn't played. He had like a
I think
kid.
It's just Providence fans. I think they still think he's Providence.
Having to deal with Providence fans for his entire like pre-NBA career, being like, no, this guy needs to go one. I was like, sure doesn't.
I mean, after the freshman year, maybe after like your sixth senior year.
I remember Celtics fans were telling me they wanted him.
They sure did.
Oh, yeah. It's like, why?
They wanted him for two reasons. One, just so he could play on the team, and two, to trade for Jimmy Butler.
Right, right.
And both of those would have been bad.
I don't know, you think Jimmy Butler yelling at Gordon Hayward for breaking his ankle?
I'm trying to picture like the meeting.
Kicks the ball at him.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Like, Gordon? Remember the Durant meeting where we brought in like Tom Brady and shit, and like the we were like courting Gordon Hayward. We bring in Jimmy Butler. He's like, I want to play with this fucking pussy.
Yeah, I bring in Brady. Why aren't you staying the playbook, boy?
Jimmy Butler. That game last night was just prime Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Against national television.
I told you, he's going to play every national television
game. He played one of those that we said he wouldn't, though.
Was it the Clippers?
I think so.
L.A.?
No, I know, but he had the back-to-back in L.A.
Oh, then they play somebody else tonight. He's not a chance he played next game.
Or maybe it was Sacramento?
Sacramento, yeah, I could see him being like, good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to guard their five big lineup.
They play like the Warriors in two games. He'll be back.
Correct.
28-6.
he's only played national televised games and like teams he wants to go to.
Yeah. I did really like him just loaning Tyus Jones the jet story.
I was like, perfect.
Jimmy Butler has a jet to loan? That was my wildest takeaway from this. He just has like a jet on call.
At the ready. Well, that's because probably Wahlberg's jet.
I feel like he just took Glenn Taylor's. Like, yeah. I feel like nobody in that organization was telling him no.
He went to an airport. He was like, I'd like a jet. They were like, all right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Butler.
Shows up with the keys. No, man, I'm going to take this one myself.
Right away, yeah. As you wish, Mr. Butler.
He's telling the pilot, like, wait, is this how you fly a plane, pussy? Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah.
Go direct route. Go right over here.
You missed those trees. Yeah.
I love the image of him him going up to Tyus, like sitting in the room, in the locker room, like, yo, Tyus, you need a flight out. No worries. I got you. Oh, I'm not even going to go. Yeah. Cat and Wiggins sitting there like, well, our teams are playing. Can we go? Nope.
Did they have anybody from Michigan State? He just lets them go.
Yeah. Brings back, like, Adrian Payne, just flies me out for the hell of it.
Mo Pete, you want to go? You can get on the plane with Tyus. Yeah.
Just sitting there. Like, I feel like a bodyguard sitting there, like a bouncer. Wiggins and Kat try to get up to the steps and just push him aside.
He's like, guys, you know I like you guys, but Jimmy's orders, man. I can't let you guys on this plane.
The bouncer was probably Tyson Chandler because Kat could not get by him if his life had depended on it.
What's that guy's he got bad shoulders? Like, what? He just have like a weak upper body.
He hits people like a fucking butterfly. Like
I'm saying, like Chandler.
No, Carl.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a picture. Obviously, like Boogie's different.
That's what I'm saying. It's no shame in not being. I don't even think it's shame in Chandler. Like he's very strong. He just doesn't look that strong. But, like,
Ingram, he might have old man
he's twice
though.
His age. Yeah.
Like Ingram.
See, I read. I didn't see that. I was out by then, so I haven't seen. I don't know if I want to be honest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Heard about it. Don't think I want to see
The Boogie picture. So an all timer.
It is, just because, like, DeMarcus is so disgusted that he's even attempting it. And Towns is, it looks like he's trying to push a building over.
I think the Chandler one might hurt me more. Because he, like, revs up and does it again.
Oh, boy.
No dice.
Oh, boy. We just started. Do you understand?
Did you jump in? No.
I told...
just to keep going.
I told Erica we're going to make her, like, a Mr. Burns type character. That, like... Yeah, like, our audience is going to...
This could work.
Yeah.
I think this could work.
Well, you talk shit on us.
Don't make the episode short.
I won't. I won't do it. I don't know. Town stinks now. It kills me so much.
Yeah.
He's played like a handful of good games this year.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't because like last year all of the games were good games. So it's like him being like 50% now isn't.
It's a good thing he's locked into Minnesota for the long term, though.
Extension hadn't even started yet, so this is year one of the Wiggins deal, so things are great in Minnesota.
He needs to go somewhere with, like, veterans who are, like, actually good at the sport that will, like, teach him, like, how to do things. Like,
is that going
to
help him? Like, Taj Gibson, for what he does, is still good. Like, I don't think that...
Yeah, I don't think he respects him at this point.
I think it's a problem.
Maybe right, I agree.
Yeah. Who's he going to respect, though?
Like, LaMarcus Aldridge at San Antonio.
I don't know if I don't know if he's a teaching type.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Like, I'm picturing Horford, not because he's a Celtic. I'm just picturing that kind of player.
Dominican
for sure helps. if there's another Dominican big, we can run him through there.
Family members that aren't afraid to yell at you on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. Have Anna just fucking fry him up, get him together.
It might do more harm than good, man. I don't know.
Maybe.
I just don't know at this point. They got to try something, though.
Something needs to change, because Carl is, and your boy Miles, he returned to Twitter today.
Oh, yeah.
Just to speak on it, and it cut
wasn't
me,
wrong.
It cut me deep.
What was the tweet? I didn't say
he said,
exactly. It was the picture.
He said Towns might have the same problem as Wiggins, and that he's just complacent being good enough and not great. Which might be the problem.
I don't hate that, though. Like,
I don't even think Wiggins
just good
Wiggins
enough.
Is not even good enough, though.
That's my issue with
in his mind, he is.
Wiggins like, I'm killing
Nick Wiggins
shit.
Also agrees.
He's killing this shit.
There's nothing better. Like, going back to, like, Butler and Jones, that might be my favorite best friend combo in all the NBA.
It's funny to me just because it's like clearly Tyus Jones should play more. And clearly Jimmy Butler's realized this early. And Tibbs is like, let's see how this 9 minutes a half for Tyus Jones. We'll see how it plays out.
It's funny. It's just like Tyus is always just the guy, like the other guy there. Like going back to his Duke days where he was just like, oh, yeah, like Winslow, Okafor. Oh, yeah. Which is Tyus like, guy was
he
there.
He just doesn't make mistakes. No. It's just like he guy just makes the right play every single time.
But friends, Jimmy Butler, not a mistake.
Good idea. Miles Brown, he can't establish or maintain position. He can't protect the rim. He pouts. Yes, he's trapped in a dysfunctional work environment, but part of that dysfunction is teammates' frustration with his apparent unwillingness or inability to improve parts of his game that would help the team. Not wrong.
No, definitely not wrong.
Not bad either.
Yeah. He went 0 for 6 with a turnover when guarded by Chandler. Not a great look. Not a great look.
No.
Can we talk about Headband LeBron coming back?
Sure.
How important is that? I thought last week LeBron turned the needle to save the Lakers season when he liked that Instagram post from Big Nips for Big Tits.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be the one that turned it around. But now we got Headband LeBron?
Not so much. That's what I'm saying. I feel like we're deep in the bag for it to be like game 12.
Yeah, he's nervous.
They're going to come out in the Cavs jersey. He plays in the sleeve jersey. He's like, guys, this is the last punch I got. Like,
he starts buying them those suits from last year's playoffs.
Yeah, the Tom Brown with the shorts.
Oh, yeah, he already did that. They already had the matching suits.
In L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
They lost. Everybody on gray suits, and, yeah, they all look miserable. It was great.
Yeah. Love a good LeBron James. So, yeah, Riggs is here.
It's true.
For people who haven't pieced that together yet.
I thought it was Erica the whole time. Like, well, Erica's
a college ball fan. Yeah. Deep voice. Wow.
Yeah, really. Knows how to throw her voice around.
Winter changes Erica.
If you guys want 15 minutes to bury Kentucky season, you guys would be all set.
Won't take that long. I don't know. We're going to do the other 14.
It'd be longer than the game lasted.
Wow.
Mm. That was a whole spanking.
What happened?
Got our ass whooped. That's what, that's what happened.
It's the fact that Brad Calipari's redshirted.
Yeah.
He might be the important piece.
I thought that was a myth. Like, I heard that. I was like, ain't no way. I was like, they really? They got Calipari on ice, man? I don't.
Saving John for a third year?
I think it's really what it is. He's like, okay, I'm going to do three more years instead of two. But yeah, Duke, much better than us, plays much harder than us.
Also, like,
that's my take.
It really was my whole thing, and I know we all talked about it before privately. Like, I thought it was going to be more like the depth. Like, Duke clearly has the top three players.
Yes.
They're going to have the top three players 99% of games played.
Mm.
But the fact that, like, Marcus Bolden decided to remember how to play basketball
for the first time since high school.
Yeah. Like, Jack White, who's one of the most Duke names ever, comes out and it's like plus 30.
Oh, he's going to be like an 8-year senior for real. Like, he's going to be one of those guys that's just like Jack White is still at Duke.
And same with like Javon DeLoria.
Yeah.
Just because everyone's like, oh yeah, like that guy, he's going to be like someone of the old bigs who was just always Emile Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be like that where he's just like, he plays like 18 minutes a game for 5 years straight.
Sheldon Williams.
He's a 6-year senior, yeah.
Yeah, we do have the depth, but I think that favors us more over a long season. Than in any one particular
game. Like,
especially the first game, but over any one game, we'll never have those top three guys. Because Duke has them. One, two, one, two, and also three.
And, like, here, I started thinking about this. Is there a number one player or number one prospect that's more underrated than RJ Barrett just because he's overshadowed by Zion so much?
We talked about that earlier. Like, he's the real deal.
He's
like,
fucking good.
I don't know what his weaknesses are.
I don't care for his, like, the actual form on his jumper. It's like, and someone pointed it out, it is just Rodney Hood's jumper. Like, it's the same slingshot, like, to the side of his face. Like,
it's definitely weird. Like, it shows, like, if you go look at, like, what he did, like, in the circuit from, like, a three-point shooting standpoint. Like, he wasn't good.
Right.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't have to be, at least not
no,
yet.
No, he sure doesn't.
If he's going to get to the rim 20 times, yeah, I think it's a good move.
I was more surprised about how kind of his clean his handle was.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was always, because he's bigger than I think people realize.
He is.
What is he, 6'7"?
I think so, like, at least 6'7", maybe 6'8". But his handle's clean, and with that size to get to the rim, like, for a guy that is kind of the consensus number one pick by most, led the team in scoring. People just, I mean, obviously people just want to keep talking about Zion.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, like, a number one guy overshadowed by a teammate more than.
I mean, it wasn't from the jump, but towards the end of that year, like, Embiid was overshadowing Wiggins at Kansas.
Yeah, I guess that's... Yeah.
But it wasn't from, one. Like, game one.
Yeah, because Wiggins came in March.
Wiggins came in as Maple Jordan, like he was supposed to be the next big thing. And
I don't really like RJ Barrett's name either.
Really?
I
like it a lot.
I really like it, yeah.
I don't...
And I like the five with him, too.
I think it's the RJ is what I'm stuck
See, on. I think it... Well, you're thinking of RJ Hunter.
No, it's just, I don't know, RJ.
You're thinking of RJ.
He just seems like a dirty kid. Like, I mean, with RJ. That's why I went to school with a lot of dirty RJs.
Oh, that's fine.
I like, yeah, I think RJ Barrett goes. That's, you can draft him.
What's the RJ stand for? Do we know?
I hope it's something.
Richard Jefferson Barrett.
Ronald Jones Barrett.
Yeah. No, I like RJ Barrett's name. I like Zion Williamson's name.
Rowan Alexander Barrett Jr.
I'm out.
Out. Rowan Barrett.
Give me Zion. Give me Reddish. Give me Keldon Johnson. I don't like that name one bit.
Rowan Alexander is a hell of a
Listen, if he came in as Rowan Barrett, he wouldn't have come in. Like, he wouldn't be on Duke.
Great.
He'd be playing in Canada still.
Right. Yeah, he would have never
St.
made
Mary's
anything.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that he has the foresight to be like, no, I'm RJ, already a check in my book.
I guess. Who does he remind you of, style? I asked that, and I got a wide range. A couple I like more than others, but I got a wide range.
Maybe like a Paul George?
I got some Paul George.
I would have to watch him more defensively before I committed to Paul George. Yeah, I see it with, like, the slasher.
I'm just
trying
to go with, like, the offensive game, and then, like, obviously the size.
The thing with Paul George, too, and we've talked about it before, I've never seen anyone as quick to go from gather to, oh, we already dunked the ball.
Yeah.
Like, he gets to the rim so, like, quickly and efficiently. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Barrett, like, obviously he gets to the rim whenever he wants, so I do see the slasher type with him. And I still do think he, like, went through, like, the 2K shot selection package and was just like, yep, Rodney Hood.
75.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think George is obviously a better shooter, too. And, like,
right.
Came out of college a better shooter.
Well, he was what? Sophomore when he came out?
Yeah.
All right. Trying to think who else. Because, like, you're right. The handles are tight. And Paul George has that, too.
He's not overly athletic.
Right.
Where he's not going to, like... Like, he's obviously athletic, but he's not going to blow you away with his athleticism.
Right. I mean, everyone looks like a shit athlete next to Zion, too.
It's true.
It's like,
the one I kept getting, and I don't hate it, people were like, I see T-Mac, like, just how smooth he is.
Mm.
Like, taller than you think, longer than you think. Smooth. Like, it never looked like T-Mac was really, like, crossing people up, but he was always getting to wherever he wanted.
Right.
So I was like, I don't hate that.
T-Mac's lofty.
And it's real lofty.
I'm fine with that.
Real lofty.
Supposed to be the top overall pick.
Yeah.
What about, like, a Gordon Hayward, even?
Pre-Boston Gordon?
Yeah, just kind of like the...
Just does everything kind of guy?
A little bit, like, yeah.
It feels like more
his handle
like scoring
kind of reminds me a little bit of Hayward.
I'm trying to... People were saying Harden.
I didn't like that.
I guess if you're going to let him run an offense, but I don't know if he's, like, an NBA... I don't know if his best situation is him just running.
He's also much taller than Harden and not as, like... filled out.
I heard people comparing, like, his handle to Harden, like his ability to, like, get to the rim handle.
Yeah.
I just, like, Harden's moves is, I don't know, I'm not going
Harden. But also Harden at 18 wasn't this good. So if they were saying, like, projecting, like, he wasn't even close to this good. So, like, down the line, maybe. I'm trying to find the tweet, because I got a lot of really good ones. A lot of bullshit ones, but
well, we can't have a draft without someone getting erroneously compared to Paul Pierce. I'm convinced no one actually watched Paul Pierce play basketball.
No,
because every year there's like three people. It's like, oh, this is Paul Pierce. Like, what are you talking about?
It's a guy you can't tell if he's chunky or fat. He's got a slow jumper.
Last, like this incoming class?
Or no, yeah, like the rookie class.
I remember it was Tatum the year before.
Yeah, Tatum was one for sure.
And I remember Jabari was Paul Pierce.
Was one.
Who was last year? I can't even remember last year now.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, because there's so many bigs that I felt like.
Doncic,
like a Paul Pierce athlete.
That's mean. To who it's mean? I'm not sure.
I got some Penny Hardaway, which I liked too.
Okay.
I got a lot of people said Butler too. I feel it style wise.
Yeah, because Butler came in with like the defensive, defensive first type guy.
A lot of people said a taller Isaiah Thomas. I was like, that's not. It's also a really good player. Like if Isaiah Thomas was 6'4".
The Boston Celtics Isaiah one. Thomas,
yeah. Rich man's Caris LeVert.
Okay, I can kind of see that.
Lefty
see that
Grant Hill.
That's lofty. Grant Hill,
again, it's like when LeBron was coming up, all of his like first since was always Grant Hill.
Yeah.
So like, let's calm down.
Grant Hill being injured is one of like my 10 biggest what ifs. Yeah.
Probably my top one.
You think that's number one?
It hurt my feelings the most as a man.
Well, yeah, that was
Mine's
obviously Len Bias.
I even got some bias comps for Bear. I was like, is he just everybody?
Definitely not.
Somebody said a healthy Brandon Roy.
Len Bias was just like, if you want to see Zion,
that's what I mean. He was way more power than finesse. Like that was
somebody said what Harrison Barnes should have been.
That's not a terrible one.
DeRozan with a three.
Except he doesn't have a three, so you might actually.
He might be DeRozan.
He's actually DeRozan.
Or less athletic. DeRozan's a crazy athlete.
Like the dunk contest.
He doesn't get enough credit for that.
I'm trying to. Jabari with good knees.
No.
There's a couple Coutinho Mobleys.
Varsity version of Otto Porter.
Is he that good
his younger brother is really nice.
Is he as good defensively as Porter?
That's what I'm trying to remember like Porter coming out, though.
Yeah. I don't watch much Georgetown. I might this year, though, because they have fucking Mac McClung just dunking on everyone.
Yeah. You see his first dunk?
Yeah. He's fucking... I didn't even realize he ended up at Georgetown, but that kid, I don't know, it's weird.
The white kid?
Yeah.
It's, I didn't know he went to Georgetown either.
It's weird, because he, like, has a ton of confidence, but, like, I don't know. He's, like, I thought he'd be a little, like, more filled out by now. Like, I don't know if he's ever going to make it to the league.
Is there anything funnier than the two, like, most viral players in this class, most well-known players in this class, being the freak that is Zion, and then just, like, there's a goofy white kid, Mac McClung?
How tall is he?
McClung? He's like 6'4".
That's what I was guessing. He's not big. 6'4". Like, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to lie, though. He can. Right? He really fucking can. I think that's Riff Raff's cousin.
It is.
Is it, like, actually? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy.
Like, Riff Raff would, like, show up to some of his high school games.
Right. That's what
I can see that. It seems very Raffy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for him to show up to, like, a Georgetown. Him and Iverson sitting courtside at Georgetown.
Riff Raff's, I think, in some legal trouble. So
yeah, he's in some real hot water.
It's in D.C.
Some real hot water. Let's see. That was most some Tatum. A lot of D'Angelo. They're like what we thought D'Angelo Russell was going to be.
I disagree with that.
I don't think he's not really. What is he? Is he a three by position? Like,
Russell?
No,
Barrett.
Barrett.
Yeah, he's a wing. Like
that's what I'm saying. I just see.
Yeah,
I
Russell got a was lot always
of distributors.
A point.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, Russell was shit. Russell's a year at Ohio State. I mean, the dude is incredible. Triple double threat every
I don't
time.
Know what the hell happened to that guy, man? Like, I just watch him now. I was like, this is not the guy I watched at all.
I thought that's the way he started last year at Brooklyn. I was like, okay, he's going to find.
Right,
like,
then he got hurt.
Find something, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's.
Yeah, I was watching him play. I think it was against the Warriors. And he was just, like, dribbling. And then he would be, like, forgetting he was dribbling. And, like, all of a sudden the Warriors just had the ball. I was like, what's happening right now?
I think he's seeing his head. He's like, yeah, I'm going to cross stuff up. I'm gonna dunk on Clay. And the ball's already gone the other way.
I think that just showed. Like the Russell thing and NBA in general is like where you end up is just so damn important in the draft. Like, 100%. The fact he went to the Lakers while they were just a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And it was
for
just
the
all
last
on
15
him.
Years. Yeah.
Right. Right. Ever since that Wilp guy left.
Yeah. I thought the Lakers made the correct pick.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go Okafor. And
oh, I wish that would have been so much funnier. It's so much funnier.
Like them still trying to talk themselves into Okafor.
Oh, yeah, no, he'd still be there.
The per 36s.
The best is, like, so if he would have been drafted, if Okafor would have went, they would have had, what, like, Okafor, Mozgov would have been there at the time.
Yeah.
What the Lopez.
Julius Randle.
Just what a hodgepodge of big guys Dang that would have been. There.
No, they wouldn't have had Lopez. They got him back in the Russell trade.
Oh, he came back in the Russell trade, that's right.
Yeah, that was mostly another one I liked, Michael Redd. I was like, there's not enough Michael Redd comps.
Yeah, Michael Redd was such a good shooter, though.
I don't remember his handles being the tightest. Like, I feel like Barrett already has better handles, and Redd was a much better shooter.
Yeah, than Redd did with the Bucks, yeah.
Like, they were just both lefties, essentially.
Michael Redd might be my favorite, like, oh, yeah, he played on one of the Dream Team guys.
Dream Team or you Olympic Team?
Like, the Olympic, like, Dream Team, Redeem Team, on that.
Now, mine's going to be Harrison Barnes. I already know. Just for now and forever, it's like, Harrison Barnes got a gold medal, too, man. People don't like to talk about it.
I love it. Like, the 12th man in the U.S. basketball is always my favorite thing. Like, Plumlee was on there for, like, the World Cup.
Wasn't Drummond on it?
Drummond was on, I think, the World Cup team.
Yeah.
That's just why, like, as much talent as there is, they just keep whiffing on the 12th person. It's like, we can't find 12 good NBA players.
They had to correct once. Tayshaun.
Yeah. And AD. When Blake Griffin got hurt, AD made it in. I think it was the best 12th man.
Was that rookie, like, post-rookie?
That was his, after his college year. That was 12.
Best one-and-done season ever. I don't know who's going to top it, honestly.
It's impossible. Like, if you actually look at it, like, in terms of the only thing he didn't win was the conference tournament. Like, they won the regular season. He won all the awards.
I'm sure it still eats at him. Like, I know he's
still pissed off at Vanderbilt.
He hates Festus's either. Yeah.
But, like, and then you get the Olympic gold on top of it. Like, it's going to be impossible.
He's got every, like, defensive player of the year, all the conference stuff, all-American stuff, number one pick, most outstanding player, and gold medal. And gets to live in New Orleans. Like,
pretty good.
There won't be a better number one for now. In year.
Oh, you just mean for that year?
Well, you have to time it with the Olympics for one. Like,
yeah.
Like, Barrett could come out and kill, but the Olympics is not next year. So
and he would play for Canada.
Plus, he's still going to go to Canada.
Yeah. Yuck. So he's going to lose. So.
Correct. No, don't. Canadians are going to yell at you politely.
Respect our team, man.
Canada basketball is like the, trying to like think like what like the Blazers. Like, you keep expecting them to be like the next dynasty.
They're more the Suns, I would say.
Like, they're the Suns.
I've been hearing about the Suns since D'Antoni got fired. Like, oh no, now they're coming. Like, no, they're not. No, they sure aren't.
I liked Reddish though. I really like. I thought
like the Knicks fan in me, assuming the Knicks don't have the top pick or two. I want Reddish.
Where is he? Like, he's
top five.
I was going to say
the three of them should all go in the top five.
Agreed. Unless there's like a drastic need for a big somewhere that knocks like Reddish down.
But even then, I don't. Who's the big that's like worth passing on those guys?
Like, I mean, if Bol Bol breaks out or something like that.
Which he's had his highlights, but even then, I'd be hard pressed to look at any one of those three guys.
Right. Like, and wing dominated.
It should be those three. Little from Carolina.
I've never seen him. I'm excited to watch him because I was like, Carolina got an NBA draft guy?
Wow. Yeah.
I think that French guy is going to sneak in the top five,
and then,
too.
Yeah.
Was it Dembuya?
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Wing?
Yeah, he's like long as fuck.
Yeah.
But if you look, I'm pretty sure, like, if you look at all like the mock drafts heading into the year, I'm pretty sure those are like the...
Well, you were talking about, I saw Zion outside the top five in every mock draft this summer.
I think it's people just like, he can just
can only dunk. Yeah, like Blake, he's Blake Griffin all over again. All he does is dunk.
I think, what does he play in the NBA?
I'd play him.
Does it matter? Like, the way the game's going, honestly, does it matter?
I think defensively, I think it will. Offensively,
but
I don't
if
think
he can defend
will.
The rim, what is, like.
But can he, though?
He was. He fucking yesterday.
Or he's today. Yeah. Yeah. I guess Reed Travis.
What's he? He's not going to be able to jump high enough to defend the rim? Like, I find that hard to believe.
I mean, but even then.
Guys, it's a more high NBA put,
but he's like, also stronger. Like if he was in the NBA right now, he'd be the second heaviest player or the heaviest player, second behind Boban.
Yeah.
So and he's as athletic, if not more athletic, than most of the other guys on an NBA court.
Yeah, but even then, like we've seen great athletes not be
definitely
able to defend the rim.
Definitely, but I've always been high on his defensive.
But is the question you play him at the? Are you questioning playing him at the five spot or the like four spot?
That's I feel like. Like four
to me,
shift
four.
To the five.
I would use them
like for your small ball.
You, like when you look at like what Draymond. Like the question is, can he be as versatile as Draymond defensively?
That was exactly what I said yesterday on Instagram, and I was waiting for the show to expound on it because people didn't understand what the fuck I was saying because most people are idiots.
Yeah.
I think he can be exactly Draymond. Obviously, as much superior athlete, but like Draymond's not an outstanding shooter. He has his games. Like Game 7 when they lost to the Cavs, Draymond had, what, like 35?
Yeah, like Draymond's just so damn smart defensively.
Incredibly smart. And I do think, like, even watching Zion in high school, like when they, like, you could actually watch full games of him, not just the highlights, which are only dunks and like fast breaks.
Right, yeah.
Like he does seem to just know, like, like his anticipation is very, like a cornerback, like his anticipation is very strong.
He's just a smart basketball player.
Right, I agree. Yeah. Like,
there's a play that sticks out in the Kentucky game where Kentucky tried to run a high ball screen where he was on the wing, and like they
first half,
second half.
Oh, is this the highlight one?
No. There was one where Duke like had Higgins pick up the ball and he skipped it to the corner, and Zion like anticipated it and immediately beat it there and challenged his shot.
Right.
And it went from an open three to a contested three just because Zion saw it developing.
Right.
Was able to do it. Like if that's consistent, then I think he can be Draymond-esque in the sense of,
right,
okay, now you can guard in multiple positions because you can like hard
head
screens.
Up with anybody.
That's what I mean.
What's his wingspan? Like, I know Draymond's got a crazy wingspan.
He looks long as fuck. I haven't seen his measurements, but he looks long as fuck.
7'7". We find out that's the thing. He's got a 6'7" wingspan.
Yeah, like I
just don't, like, again, full-time. He probably could. I just wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't go full time. I would use him. Like, the Warriors don't use Draymond full time. You know what I mean? Like, I would.
His wingspan's at all, man. They don't even need.
It says 6'10".
That's what I'm saying. So that's not.
But he's listed at what, 6'8"?
He said 6'7".
6'7" with that? Yeah. So,
like, defending the rim, I don't think that it's not great. But again, if he's going to be, like, really smart.
If he's going to be jumping with his, like, belly button at the rim, I don't know if the
way. If he's jumping too late or too early, if he's just picking up fat, like, if he just doesn't have.
For sure. I think that goes back to the anticipation thing, too. You know what I mean?
So what's, I guess, of the stinky teams now, where would you like to see Zion?
I mean, you couldn't tell. As the Celtics fans already have him drafted. Because we have the Kings pick.
But, so y'all get it if it's one or Philly?
No,
gets
it one's the only place where it's protected.
That's where Philly gets it.
Yes, so if it's 2, 3, 4, 5,
Sacramento's
anyway,
not going to end
up. I'll say no, they would be like the 8th or 9th pick.
It's going to be like Brooklyn last year, where they're like not as
right,
bad as
yeah, they
ends up
yeah.
being. Like,
they won't be. But they could also, like, they're playing really well right now. Like,
yeah.
Talk to me in, like, yeah. February. If they're still
the
playing
thing,
well.
If they can stay out of that. Because remember, this year's the new lottery.
Yeah, I don't want them in the top three, honestly. Like, I don't. I don't want that sweat. If we don't get that pick, I'm
You want them outside the top five. You want them 6.
Yeah, I'd sell for 4. I don't know.
Yeah, the way the new odds are, too.
I know. But, like, I mean, I love Zion. And imagine, like, I'm just picturing, like, him, Marcus, Jalen, like, all out there just causing havoc, mayhem. And I feel like Brad would be able to get the best out of him, obviously.
Yeah, Smart would just be, or Stevens would just be in the locker room laughing.
Right, yeah, at all times.
Like, oh, I left Butler for this. This is an upgrade.
Well, yeah, I had a 3-star guy at fucking Owensville. Now I've got
Matt Howard with a long T-shirt.
I had fucking Roosevelt Jones out there for 7 years. Like,
in theory, I don't hate him for your Knicks, man. Like, if
not at all.
The center and Zion is the 4.
Or Mitchell Robinson.
And Knox and Frankie Smoke, like that. That starts to get scary.
I do like Reddish better as that fit, but I mean, I don't think
just because it adds the wing where you can keep Kristaps and Robinson and you can build like Knox, Frankie,
right? That
if he's really going to be like this, it might be like a Giannis thing. Like he plays whatever you need that night. Like he just guards like, oh, they got a wing that can't shoot, stick him on them. They got a post play. Oh yeah, he'll. Kevin Love.
Listen, people are for sure going to overthink this.
I'm just trying to think like who else, like what other teams that stink would he be? Like
I think Bulls. I think the Bulls would mess him up.
The Suns.
The Suns would absolutely.
He'd be interesting on the Suns though, just because they are so young.
Mm.
Where like now you have Ayton, him, Okobo, Bridges, Booker. Like everyone's still under.
That's what like, I got.
Ayton and Zion might be terrifying.
You say what?
Ayton and Zion might be terrifying.
Like when it would come time to pay everybody, that's where they were like, oh, we're almost really good.
Yeah.
Either Zion or Ayton, but one of y'all is not getting paid.
See, I think
Sarver's just cutting.
I think that'd be like them. They'd lose like Bridges and a Cole.
But even then, like if Bridges is going to be what they need him to be, it's like those are key guys. Like Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lose him and
falls apart.
Yeah.
Suns
are coming back, though.
The Hawks, he'd be awful with the Hawks.
See, I kind of like him with the Hawks.
But the Hawks' whole thing, like, they're going to go on the same route. They just want shooting. Like, he'd be out there with Omari Spellman, which would be hilarious.
And John Collins.
John Collins. Him and John Collins would be fun.
Just because I really want Atlanta to get the Mavericks pick, and, like, I want the Hawks to have, like, to get Zion 1.
Yeah.
And then
like reddish five or something.
Well, yeah, six, that would be nice. I can see how someone would want that. Yeah.
No, but I think Atlanta would one.
They'd probably take Barrett.
I just want to, like, have we ever seen Zion just, like, go? Like, in high school, he was just better than everybody. Duke, he's going to be within the system. Have we ever just seen him, like just go do whatever you can? Like, just go.
Just like him and Trey out there just running?
Yeah. Like, I can score 30. I can grab 18. Like, I can do all of it.
Just picture Zion in, like, a high pick and roll. Like, A, he sets the screen. That guy dies. Like, he's just down.
Both guys die. Yeah. And now we got a 2-1 zip. Yeah.
The Wizards stink. He'd be fun with Wall.
I would hate him in the Wizards. I would stink.
If they blew everything up and was like, we're building around Zion.
Zion maybe. And Wall?
I think Wall got to be the first one to go, honestly.
I'm just thinking the transition with them two would be.
Wall doesn't run anymore, though.
That's true.
Like the twice a game.
That's true. Wall's maybe he gets like rejuvenated.
Zion on the Magic, playing some two.
That's my worst fear.
He would play. He'd be Penny. He'd play point forward.
But then we might find out he's just really good at it. Like, he's 9 assists a game waiting to happen.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything past him. When he's ripping people at the rim and like not blocking it out of bounds, which he very clearly could have done, but he's just he's like, this is mine now. Mm-hmm. And then he's starting the break. And then he's like, I was high on his passing. I wasn't like, oh, he's going to be threading the needle through three defenders on bounce passes to another guy running full speed for an and one. Like, I didn't know that was coming.
I expect
it's here now.
It's here fucking very here.
Yeah, that to me, and me and you talked about this yesterday, that was the most, I think, kind of impressive part of his game was
horrifying.
The fact that he could just get a rebound. It wasn't like panic, couple dribbles. It was get it, immediately turn, go, and not dribbling with his head down.
Yeah, no. That's, if he's going in a straight line, great hand. Like, don't make him go left or right, but I think he knows that.
Right.
So he's like,
he does.
I'll give up the ball. He's just a really... he doesn't get enough credit for how smart he is on both sides of the ball.
Well, 100%. Yeah. I loved Billis. I think it was like Kwade was going to try to take a charge and just got out of the way. And Billis was like, who the fuck's going to take a charge
for this guy? Yeah, it was business decisions, man. What's the highest a Kentucky player gets? Like, I don't think we have
Kelvin.
Any...
Kelvin will go top 10.
Even that's so low for us, though.
It's how it was last year. I think Knox went 9.
Yeah, but then Shea went.
And they hated him.
That was it?
11, yeah.
Did anyone else
Shea went 11.
Did anyone else get drafted out of Kentucky last year?
No. Diallo went second round.
Yeah,
him. And Vanderbilt went second round.
That's right.
This year it'll be Johnson. And people are saying like PJ is a top 20 guy.
I don't see it.
That's not going to happen.
But the draft also stinks after the first.
I hear that every year now.
Yeah, but this year's like it's very top heavy this year. Like, think about like who like everybody left last year from college basketball.
Yeah. So it's just a weak freshman class?
Outside of the top.
That's what's like, I don't, like, Harrell's not, I hear about Montgomery he's probably just the best athlete.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll kill a combine. But outside that, like,
you look at the top 10 this year, it's like Romeo Langford, and then it's like Daniel Gafford.
I do want to watch Langford, because he appears to be the best shooter who came in. But I've heard his word, like, he just doesn't care.
That's how Reddish. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard about Reddish too.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if he's not caring, it looks like that.
Pretty good.
He might be the number one guy if he actually cares.
He's Kyle Anthony Reddish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna be the guy like somebody overdressed. Like, oh yeah, you can be our number one guy. And he's like, no. Let me play off Ayton and Booker. Like, let me
just immediately demand a trade.
I just need 12 shots a game and the party life. I'm good.
He needs to go to Atlanta. Let Trey do his thing. I'll stand over here.
Yeah, no, I'd oversee that. But outside, we don't have like that, I guess, top end.
Not in Kentucky now.
Like on this team, how many guys you think get drafted? Like not even just this year, but over the next.
Keldon, Quickly, Hagans, Washington, Montgomery.
I think Richards will get drafted now. I don't know if it'll be first round. But
Yeah. Maybe, and then maybe Hero?
I can see Hero getting drafted. You don't think Kwade gets drafted? No. Like, ever?
I don't think so.
I could see, if he stays 4 years, I could see he'll be somebody like Frank Mason.
But here's the thing, will he ever be better than Ulis? And look where Ulis...
I mean, come on, that's what a high bar.
No, but I'm saying, but like, look... yeah. But look where Ulis ended up.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of
like... The Bulls,
like,
yuck.
Yeah. I think 7.
Not bad. Like, I was thinking like 8 or 9.
Yeah, but then how many end up being first round or top 20? That ends up
top
being the question.
That's the thing.
One?
Kelvin, I think there's like 3.
I think Montgomery could.
I think Quickly could.
I think Quickly could.
Like, I could see Quickly like coming back next year.
Yeah, the rest I don't. like Reed Travis will be a good player. He's not going top 20.
Reed Travis is like the perfect college player.
He really, yeah.
He's not going
to. He's like, just be a grad transfer to like every school and just graduate, be like a doctor when he's like 29.
If Hero is going to be that much of a bucket on the defensive end, I don't know how you can put him in the league.
He just got to cut back his Adderall intake, I think.
Wasn't a good game for him.
He came out.
Wasn't a good, after the Devin Booker comp. Yeah.
I mean, he looked like Devin Booker against Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't guard anybody.
Yikes.
Not a great opener for the T-man. But
do you think he knows he can pass the ball?
I don't think he's figured that out. Cal hasn't quite.
My favorite thing is you do just catch the ball, three guys on, like, nope, this is what I want.
I've got it, yeah.
I love that Wayne got late buckets, though. Pad that stat line.
Of course.
You're like 14-9 in the stat line.
Harold was cooking. No, he wasn't.
When was the last time as Kentucky fans you guys felt so dejected this early in the year?
Last year. That team stunk early last year.
That Kansas game was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Oh, that's when Shea had the shaggy hair and couldn't throw a bounce pass. Yeah, like an enemy pass to save his life.
The game was like 57-52.
Yeah. So, yeah, 365 days. And before that, 365.
Yeah. Yeah, but last year, you would have been like, all right. I mean, we talked about it. It wasn't like you just got beat by 40. Like, you were in that game. You were like, all right, it's still young. They'll get it together. This year, you've already, like, punted the season, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, it's because Duke is the Warriors. That's the punt. That's not on us. But also, like, whatever you do against Kansas not winning at all. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Duke's going to be there then.
Correct.
Yeah, Kansas is going to lose to Bucknell.
See, I already told Riggs, but I do think Duke's going to run the table. Like, I don't know.
See, I still think they lose, like, two games.
I do think they'll lose a couple, but.
Like, it would have to be the most veteran team, like a Nevada or someone
it's
someone
gonna
of
be
that.
BC elk. Or somebody random. Miami's going
to
catch them. Like,
you don't want to come to Chapel Hill when it's rocking.
They're going to lose, like, at Wake Forest or something.
Yeah.
Like
Chestnut Hill. It'll be one of those terrible games, and then the next game they'll beat UNC by like 45
points. I'm pulling up right now their schedule and seeing how many games they're favored to win.
It's got to be all of them.
All of them.
No, they're projected to lose. 71-69 at Virginia.
They're definitely not going to lose.
They're projected to lose three games.
At Virginia, at Carolina.
At Virginia, at Carolina, at Syracuse.
I could see them losing one of those three games.
They're projected to lose by a total of 5 points.
Right. Like, my thing with Virginia, they are the type of team, they grind it down, they walk the ball up and down the court. Like,
Virginia's like that perfect college team to just annoy Barrett and Reddish enough, I think.
I just don't know if it's going to matter.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they score 26% of their points on fast break?
Yeah, that's what it was against Kentucky.
Like, that, I feel like that's going to be, like, low.
But the thing is, like, Virginia's, they take that away.
I know they try to, but it's also don't play Zion Williamson frequently.
No, I know.
Like, you can be like, oh, we usually throw this skip pass. Oh, he just dunked it. He caught it out of the air and dunked it in the same motion. He didn't even land.
So, I'll say, like, if I was I'd want to trick a couple. Like, again, like that. That undefeated pressure is not fun.
So KenPom has he projects individual games in the total season. He has those three scores, but he projects them at 24-5, all five losses in the ACC.
Who are the other two?
He projects like the individual games and then puts together like a season projection.
No, I do like just teams that like it just one night or other everything just goes cold.
Yeah, because their non-conference isn't that tough. Like they play Indiana at home. They're out in Maui. They're out in Maui, but Gonzaga's a little banged up, even though that field's kind of loaded. And then they play Texas Tech. Those are the only non-conference games they have.
I think that a couple of but they'll mean nothing. It's like, oh, they lost to Miami. They played them again. They beat them by 38 points. Like, they'll mean nothing in the grand
Or Syracuse. They get Syracuse twice. Like, they'll beat Syracuse.
The zone throws them all.
Like, I could see them. Like I could see them more losing a tournament game just because
the pressure.
It's the pressure. It's
like
the one
conference
game.
Or the NCAA.
It's just the one game. Like they won like 32 straight or whatever the fuck, and it's just like it just wasn't their night. Regular season, I think it's just like I think teams are going to be intimidated. Like they're going to lose those games like in layup lines.
Some of them would like you said, they're going to be everybody's Super Bowl. Like somebody's going to be again. It only takes one, and it's going to mean nothing in the long,
but I think
also short of it.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, Zion doesn't have it tonight. Or not even like that. It's more just like Zion really ate last night, and Reddish is like, you know what? My draft stock just went down two spots. Mm-hmm. Like now it's the Cam man's time to step up. And then Barrett's going to be like, why is everyone talking about Zion going number one? He's going to drop like 40. He's going to score up like 40. Yeah. And it's going to be like, oh, okay. Like no matter what happens.
Yeah. But then you're going to read the articles like, is Trey Jones a second best player? The efficiency numbers show.
Right. It's like
show otherwise.
Marquez Morris actually good.
DeLaurier is ready to make small conferencing.
So it's. I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna like actually have that. Like, of course, you're projecting any basketball team. It's like, yeah, they should lose this, and this. But it's like, I don't see them losing in the regular season.
It's just they had a good coach. I think like somebody help. They could adjust to schemes that'd and help. Stuff. I think they. They might run the table, but
and it's like they're still kids. Like you never know. Like right. Obviously they've been.
I was like injuries. Like shit happens.
Jack White doesn't come out and
I don't
like the first round pick.
I don't think Zion, much like LeBron, can get injured. Let me.
I don't want the Bears Canadian. I don't know what they're.
That's fair.
They drink milk out of bags. Listen, man.
I didn't say anything about him.
Where's Reddish from? New York. He's from Northeast.
He's in North
Maryland, yeah. Baltimore. Like
he's good to fake an injury more than anything else.
Is he a DMV guy?
I thought he's like an East.
He's from Philly, Norristown, Philly.
Okay. I know he's somewhere around this.
So he'll Norristown. Fight.
Yeah,
he'll fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he went to Westtown, which is where I think Pompa went.
Okay. Yeah, now he'll start a fight. Coach K yell at Zion's grandma or something. They'll lose like the random Tuesday at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And then blow through a quick 17 wins like straight up leading up to the tournament.
I'm going to guess they have two losses heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, what you guys are both saying are very logically sound, correct things to say. I just don't believe either of you.
Fair.
Look, they fucking drubbed you guys. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but
yep.
But to me, how many times get good though? Like that, like in 5 weeks, might be like, oh no, Kentucky's clearly number two. Duke's just that good, or it's like, oh, Kentucky's out of the top 25. Yeah, like, that means nothing. So.
Or is it just Duke getting hyped up for that game? Like,
I don't think they're going to beat everyone by 40. But it's like we've seen like teams like this before, like this Duke team. Like we've seen dominant teams be like, oh no, this is just something special.
But like the last team. To run the table in the power was Kentucky, and they had 10 guys that could play.
Yeah.
Like, that's my question with Duke.
And a number one, like, they had, like, the elite high-end.
Yeah.
They didn't have 1-2-3, though, right?
Talent, too.
They had
I don't think anyone's ever had 1-2-3.
No,
Duke right now have 1-2-3?
Duke right now is 1-2-3.
No, I mean, like, before.
That's why, I just
no, wondered. This is the first to have 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Like, Kentucky was the closest was 1-2 and, like, 6 or
right,
something like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah.
Also, like, Villanova... Like Villanova's just gonna be like, oh yeah, like you're gonna do exactly what we want
yeah.
you to,
yeah.
freshman.
Yeah. That's why, I'm hesitant to say they're gonna win it all. I think they should, like,
because they took it paired up with Nova,
right?
It's like the 1-2 in the East,
right?
Yeah, true. Or it's like 1-1 in the Final Four or something like that. So yeah, I won't rule that out, but like regular season, I think these kids specifically just want to kill everyone.
It'd be fun to see, just because it's rare to see like that college. Get ready to just kill everyone tour.
Yeah.
Like, it's more just like, well, we know we're better than them. We'll turn it on whenever we have to win by, like, 12.
Right.
It was like last three number one picks nobody even really saw. Like, Ayton, Fultz, Simmons.
Right.
Yeah.
What, Ayton played one tournament game. The other two didn't make it. So it's like, this year we're going to have, like, a number one pick people know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Zion Williamson. I know him. He's good.
Well, not even that, but, like, Arizona was down last year by Arizona standards.
Right.
Then you had Johnny Jones and Lorenzo Romar as the coaches for the other two. No one cared about that.
Ugh. They're both still the head coaches there, aren't they?
Johnny Jones is, they're like Texas Southern and like Pepperdine.
I'd love to get fired into a gig at Pepperdine.
Yeah, Lorenzo Romar started at Pepperdine and now is back at Pepperdine. That's how you you do it.
Full circle.
Wow. Like, I'm going to go leave Seattle, go back down to... To Pepperdine?
Damn, is Lorenzo... Is he, like, Slick the best coach in the world?
He was at Washington for, like, 16 years, too.
They come to find out, he's a really great basketball mind. He's like, I just like getting by.
I like not making the tournament.
I like 15 and 14.
Yeah. Really like NIT.
I'm trying... Okay, so who likes some non-Duke, non-Kentucky?
Well, I was going to... Let's read an ad, and then I was going to transition to that. I didn't want to just do Kentucky.
Fair.
I mean, I could. Because they stink and they're bad.
All right.
silence.
No ass?
No, we do. It's just...
Chase behind us just beating on the glass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We have... Let me open it first. Our good, close personal friends at Stitch Fix.
Ooh, okay.
Did you bring the jacket?
Of course I brought the jacket.
Yeah?
Of course.
Did you wear it today?
No, not yet.
I think I'm wearing some Stitch Fix jeans, actually.
There you go. You did look particularly sharp
good
today.
Good denim.
Yeah. I know you've been waiting for that jacket, but it doesn't get cold in Atlanta. So actually, yesterday... Erica was asking what the, or Brett was asking what the temperature was like in Atlanta in February.
Yeah.
He asked me to. What did you tell him?
I was like, you're not going to think it's cold at all.
Right.
I was like, it'll just be a regular day to you.
That
I'll
was
be in a parka and you'll be in shorts. Yeah, flip-flops.
58 degrees.
Right. Yeah, you'll be shivering and I'm going to be like, wait, what's wrong with you?
It's sick? 66. Yeah.
But you know what? No matter the weather, Stitch Fix got you covered.
Yes.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle.
Hmm.
I have all of those things.
Yeah. I got a body and a lifestyle.
No budget?
No budget.
Just go to stitchfix.com/mix, M-I-C-K-S, and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist, which really makes you feel like king of the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you're someone else.
Shout out to Anna.
Yeah, that was yours.
Stylist.
Woo. She treated you good?
For my next fix, it was like, do you want a different style? So I was like, no, me and Anna, I think we're going to ride this out.
Yeah.
I think we got some chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go to like Javier and he says no fucking
idea. No. Javier's a good guy.
He is. He's a great guy. Yeah, he just wasn't for you.
Yeah, no.
Who will hang, nope, then you try them on, but no, I didn't finish that sentence at all. Reading, it's important.
It's tough.
Yeah. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay for what you love, return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There are no subscriptions required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
You know what I really like?
What?
Within my last fix, it was friends upon friends, man. I threw a pair of Tommy Johns in there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
They have that at the fix?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I was like, can I just make my 5 items, like underwear and socks, like things I would just never buy for myself?
Right.
Maybe. My next fix is just going to be all Tommy John gear.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Friends within friends.
Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. So, they always, say that. I still don't know why, because you have to buy the stuff anyways. So, the $20 is just going towards the stuff.
Correct. But they like to tell you where your dollar's going.
Yeah. Get started now at stitchfix.com/mix, and you'll receive an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's one item free, one item 5% off.
I like it.
Yeah. That's... stitchfix.com/mics to get started today. stitchfix.com/mix. All right, Riggs, what other college basketball teams are good?
Kansas.
All right.
I think.
PU. I don't think, is Michigan State good?
I don't think Michigan State
is going to be good.
They are like the epitome Michigan State, where it's like, they're going to have dudes that are in college for 9 years.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be really good college players.
Shout out to
players.
Nick Ward, yeah.
Yeah, the Cassius Winston and Josh Langford, that's backcourt since Keith Applin.
Mm-hmm.
And, there might be a Brent Forbes. If you tell me Langford, goes to the G League, becomes an all-star, then, gets signed by the Spurs, I believe it.
He's playing, he's closing out games by, January, yeah.
But, Kansas, they, Quentin Grimes, he's good.
Yeah.
He's a top 10 guy, I think.
I'm so sketchy on Kansas guys, man. Embiid is Embiid, but yeah.
Forever sketchy.
Yeah, when you look at Josh Selby.
That's
he was
a lot of them.
Julian Zabie Wright. Henry.
Yeah, Zabie Henry.
Selby. Thomas Robinson.
Thomas Robinson.
That guy just needs the right opportunity. He's 14-12 if somebody gives him the right minute. No, like they showed the other guy. I was like, I think this is great. The Kansas got like their one all star there, like Joel Embiid's just supporting his team. I don't know. Our many all stars were busy.
It is weird with Kansas, like the fact that like, they always are like the third team in recruiting, but they just never turn out NBA guys.
And they never get Bill Self is skating. Like he's the one that like when they show like the how many five star you've got, how many first round or how many lottery. Self is always up there with Coach K and Cal. It's like, well, why aren't they winning more? Self's like, ah, what can you do? Look at Cal and K.
It's like they're I went and looked like the last like 10 years. Self's average, like Kansas's average NCAA tournament position is a 1.5 seed.
Yeah,
like they're a 1 or 2 seed every single.
That's year. Well, they win the Big 12 every year for like 20 years straight. So
it was always hilarious. Congrats. Like, their second best prospect's always a guy like Devontae Graham.
Right. As a bookie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. Self just skates. So, good for him, I guess. But I'm...
Cliff like, Alexander, there's another guy.
Cliff Alexander's another one.
Oh, man.
Cheek Diallo.
Cheek Diallo. Cheek Diallo's got some run, though.
He's still in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think Cliff Alexander's just waiting.
It's a bad opportunity.
He's waiting on his moment.
One of the best recruiting or commitments ever. Where he trolled Illinois fans?
Billy Preston?
No, Billy Preston?
I mean, my take coming out of high school was that Cliff Alexander would be better than Jahlil Okafor. I think the jury's still very much out on that.
We don't know who the king of Chicago is.
That's what I mean. Like,
it's a draw.
It could go either way. Cliff Alexander, shout out him. I'm going to try and get him on because every time I look at a basketball post on Instagram, he's commenting on it.
He's a big time fan.
He loves the game.
Fan of the game.
And people will try and share him, and he's like, I'm coming back. So like, I believe him. You know what? I believe Cliff Alexander.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
If Christian Wood's still floating around the league, then Cliff Alexander can get back.
There's another name like that I saw, and I was like, holy hell. Like, I'm not even mad. I'm just glad you're still like kicking around, guy.
There are that's 40% of the league.
I'm like, again, Porthis plays for the Hawks. That's still wild to me. I'm going to look on and see, like, Marcus Lee with the Spurs or something.
No, that's not going to happen.
He was with the Spurs, like, G League team. I'm telling you. It's...
Marcus Teague is about to get called back up.
Nah, that my old man will have a riot. he'll pitch a fit is what he'll do. Bobo's a one-and-done guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Likely, right? But what's his, like, draft prospect? Like, he's looked good from what I've seen.
I've seen him, so I just pulled it up. Draft Express has him 10 to Boston.
Not bad.
And
you guys want a 7-3 guy who can shoot threes?
NBA draft has him 9 to Orlando because they don't have enough big guys.
That would be the funniest.
They're really going to go the Kings route and just roll out.
I'm just there, Gordon. Just praying he gets passed. Oh, poor kid.
That would be the funniest thing.
I would end the draft show then. Be like, we're not going to top that. Sorry to everyone else who made skits, but we're out of
bits, basically.
Just breaking down Orlando's big lineup.
Yeah, that's all I'd be able to talk about.
They stink.
It's not even happened yet, and it's really all I want to talk about.
Just the magic.
Just the magic with Bol Bol at the two.
Gordon gets demoted to the point guard spot.
Clifford's just waiting, man. He's like, I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. Unleash Evan Fournier, point guard.
Is he tall enough for that team? I don't think he is.
He's a temporary starter.
Yeah.
Till Bamba's up to speed.
Yeah. With the offense. Oh, man.
I do like Bol. Like, he's a guy that I think could.
He's just such a string bean. Yeah. Like, he needs so much weight on. But, like, who was asking me about him upstairs, someone? Might have been Hubs. He was like, who's this Bol Bol guy? And I was like, oh, no, he's not just, like, tall. Like, he can actually play. Like, he knows, like...
Like, he can actually move.
Right, so, like, right.
Yeah. He has basketball skills.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then he pulled up his, like, his high school tape, and he was just like, oh, shit. He's just like...
No, you're not lying.
He's, like, meeting people at the rim. He's, like, windmilling, like, taking step-back threes. His shot, I don't care for his shot either. Like, it goes in.
It's a weird shot.
But, he's 7'3", so I'm sure he's got... Oh, he's going to have the longest wingspan, right? Probably. I'm pretty sure his is longer than the last guy who just broke it.
Bamba.
Yeah, Bamba. I think his is longer than Bamba's, which is preposterous.
Bamba's like 8... Didn't Bamba got, like, an 8-foot wingspan?
Yeah, like, something like 7'11", or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's
at least the same, if not longer.
He's going to shoot 2 threes in, like, an open gym. He's like, I'm taking them one. Right. Like, Like, even, like, I don't love Zion's shot itself, but if people are just going to keep giving it to him wide open to where he can just set his feet and do whatever he wants. Because
it's a set shot, yeah.
Listen, if Ben Simmons had Zion's shot, he'd be...
The league would be ruined.
He'd be a significantly better player. Because he gets that fucking space.
Yeah.
And if Zion's going to get that space, as long as he's taking it and making... Like, what would you say the other day? 1 out of 3?
Just go 33%.
Right. That's massive. That's massive.
Like, it's not even good. Like, 33% is not a good...
No, very below average. No. But
if you at least have the threat to make them.
Right.
Right. The threat to take them.
Right.
Like,
right.
If they just know you're going to put one up, somebody will run out at you.
Did you see the stat I tweeted last night?
Which one?
The Ben Simmons one.
What is that?
He's...
Oh, no.
Is it the diagram?
I want... No. Oh. I just want to make sure.
I did see the diagram.
I just want to make sure it's...
You want to get word for word?
Yeah, verbatim here.
After what happened to Bill James?
Ben Simmons this season.
Okay.
He's... Guess what his field goal percentage is on jump shots?
Oh, yeah. I did see this one. So I know it, so I won't say it.
Dude, have you seen this?
What was it?
The Ben Simmons' field goal percentage on jump shots. Did you see this?
No.
All right, we'll take a guess.
Like 12%.
You're giving a man a lot of credit.
Zero.
Is that a hot hand?
It's 8%. Lowest in the NBA, minimum 10 attempts.
I saw the one that was like him and Fultz have attempted 2 pull-up jumpers in like 655 minutes.
But even it's like Fultz will take them.
Yeah, he will.
They don't look good. That's going to be the most baffling, like, stories to follow. Like, Fultz could shoot. There was never like, oh, Fultz can't shoot. He came out of college. Like, no, Fultz is going to be a shooter. Right.
We were talking earlier about the Barrett-Harden comparisons. Harden was like a lock for Fultz's, floor.
Yeah.
He plays defense. Yeah.
And, sure isn't.
Now, charity case, man. Like, they got ties his shoes up.
Imagine.
Standing up.
Just imagine if... Not only Tatum is on the Celtics, but it's like Zion was the other piece that they traded.
I mean,
just imagine.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Makes you think.
It could really happen.
Elton Brand just like pacing in his office.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't even make this trade. Why is this my life? What the hell?
I would have kept Tatum. I told him.
Elton Brand starts tweeting nonstop.
But yeah, very funny. Ben Simmons, bad.
Man, oh man, that's a weird team.
Like they're not. I don't think they're good.
Embiid has been great.
Yeah, for sure.
But are the Sixers, that's their goodness? Yeah,
they're like the fourth best team in the East.
I had them fifth. I had them fifth.
Yeah.
And I've seen nothing to.
Like I thought they
me off that.
I thought they were fourth coming into the year, or third coming into the year. Mm. I would say like Toronto, Boston, them, Indiana, but Milwaukee's better than them now.
Yeah.
As is Indiana.
As is Indiana.
I've also, like, as good as they are now, I feel like they've got the thinnest room for margin, or thinnest room for error.
Who?
Philly.
Yeah.
Because, like, knock on wood, but if something happens to Embiid or Simmons, like, what's their plan B? Like, they were, like, 500 ball right now.
Get JJ the
guy's healthy. He coming off the bench, man.
I know.
Best shooter in the world, you bring him off the bench.
Yeah, they're a weird team.
I think it's time to break them up, man. I
hate to see it.
Simmons long and tooth.
A real shame. Who or whom could have ever seen this coming?
Not me. That's me.
I would love if the process did result in like one good year. And then
last year was it.
Yeah.
They got 4-1.
They just built up backwards. They go from like 50 to 47, 44, 41.
Yeah,
and then Embiid's asking out. I know you'd hate to see it, Mick.
Oh, man.
Just awful. You mentioned.
Luckily, it won't happen. No way. No way, no how.
They just turn in like the Hornets. Like, they're like 38 wins, but like positive point differential.
See, that's why we talked about it last. I think the Hornets should trade Kemba right now, so they don't.
Yeah, they like keep saying like they're turning down. It's like, no. Like, you're not. Just do it.
They're not going to do it.
I bet they're just getting dog shit offers, though.
What even?
We'll give you Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz for Kemba Walker.
No! Click! No, I don't. I don't even know what a dog shit offer is anymore, man. Like, Buddy Hield in the first got DeMarcus. Like, yeah, I just don't know what a bad offer is anymore.
You're right.
You just get, like, old guys that have been around forever. You get all the guys that we keep talking about. Like, how are they still in the league?
And a future first.
And a future first.
And
2025.
I don't know, man. Suns are talking about trading their first just for Terry.
The Suns are.
Feels like a. Like, I love Terry. Terry's really good. Their first is going to be like the first year? Or second. Like, next year's. I'm sure it'd be protected.
Yeah, but we'll put a top two protection on it.
Right.
Just in case we don't have any. The injury bug doesn't slip.
The Suns are so desperate for a point guard.
Yeah.
And it's like.
But, like, what's that going to accomplish for them right now?
Right. But, like, they already have the young core. Like, first off, that they never should drop Ulis. That's where it all went wrong.
Why do they need to give? Why don't they just like sign him restricted? They just
that's what I'm
now.
Saying.
They just need him right now.
Yeah, it's like
you're not competing. Just keep this young core. Like let
they don't know they're not competing.
I know, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
but like just literally just run the young guys. Just run Okobo the point guard for 40 minutes a game.
Really? Or Booker, like, I let Booker cut his teeth.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, the two of them just run out there.
When Orlando drafted Oladipo, like, this guy's clearly not a point guard. Let him cut his teeth running the offense, and now you see it paying dividends. Like, let Booker do that now while you stink.
The
when
Suns,
he's 26, he
the
close
Suns
out a game.
Only play Okobo, Bridges, Jackson, Ayton.
Booker.
And Warren.
Yep. And, and Bridges.
Chandler's out of there. Chris is out of there. Bender's about to be out of there.
Yeah, like, just don't play Ryan Anderson. Trade Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can trade Trevor Ariza. They gave him so much money.
I think you can.
It's only a one-year deal,
I think for one...
It is a one-year deal, but still salaries have to be, like, close.
Yeah, but at the trade deadline, it's like, desperate.
They want to take on, like...
With that in a pick, though. It's like, he's 15, they'll take back $10 million in a pick.
Yeah.
So, no, I do think they could trade...
I think so, too.
Ariza. But that was my
just trading back to Houston.
Like, that's a win now. You're not winning. You're not even winning 30 games now. Give me a reason like 1 year, $15 million.
Nor should you want to.
Yeah,
like it didn't make any sense to the point where it's like I understood like why you keep Chandler because you're like okay we're gonna mentor the young guys like that's why they kept him there. But you have so many wings that are young. Why are you gonna like bury them behind Ariza getting like 32 minutes?
And Bridges is not even that young. He's 21, 22.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for rookie, obviously.
For sure.
Let him be your older statesman.
Yeah.
Him and Josh Jackson, yeah.
Jackson 40.
Oh, the Suns. So, yeah, they're talking about trading to Terry. I know, like, Terry's been interested in, like, getting more playing time, getting a starting role elsewhere since he did it last year and flourished. So,
I still want to ask for Kyrie.
Huh?
Suns just asked for Kyrie instead.
They pull like when San Francisco traded for Jimmy G. They were like, "We'll trade for Brady." Belichick was like, "Huh? No, I'll give you Jimmy G. You're gonna like it." Yeah, they were like, "All right."
Pumping his fist.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that might work.
Okay, who's the most hopeless team in the NBA right now?
Cavs.
This year, next
Cavs.
Gotta be the Cavs.
Like you miss on your draft pick.
Most likely.
I mean, well. I called it on draft night when Sexton got there.
Listen, I haven't written I haven't written the Sex Man off yet.
I'm doing my writing. He's not off yet.
You were a fan to begin with.
Correct. And I was like, maybe I'm missing something. It appears I'm not.
Yeah, no.
Maybe
no.
I am. But
so far, you have not.
But like, they just have money tied up to people like...
I think that's the... Like, I was going to say Orlando, but like they're working... But they've got some young pieces.
Right.
Isaac Bamba, like a couple of these guys hit. They won't do it in
Orlando. Even, like, you have Gordon, who's fine. Like, you can...
Right, yeah, you could do something with that. I thought about, like, Charlotte, because outside of Kemba...
Charlotte's pretty hopeless.
Unless they're ready to tear it down, which in that case, like, if you're just going to give Monk, Bridges, and whatever you get for Kemba...
Yeah, like, I don't think Charlotte's nearly as hopeless as Cleveland.
No.
Charlotte's more just stuck in purgatory, where, like, they're...
But it's not worse than, like, Cleveland's going to stink so bad, they're going to get Zion Williamson. Like that's how Cleveland's like. No, we're better.
I would trust that they screw up Zion more than Charlotte screws up. Like the.
Oh yeah, no, it's. Again, like we're lucky South Carolina doesn't have a team, or like they would just draft Zion and waste his prime like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
God, it probably does have to.
Out west, I don't think there's really not too many hopeless teams out west. It's like Sacramento actually looks like they found some.
Yeah, like
some
Phoenix
pieces.
Has hope. Sacramento has hope. Dallas has hope. Even if they all hate Doncic the same way everybody hates Sexton.
That DeAndre Jordan rebound was the funniest clip of the year.
Yeah, I love that.
That pretty funny.
Yeah.
Beat it. Yeah.
And then Doncic just dejected.
Yeah.
Well, the funny Cubans in the front were like, come on! I'm trying. Yeah, everybody else out west has a lead. Minnesota? Minnesota feels pretty
good. Minnesota, you're right. Minnesota's more hopeless than Cleveland. Fact.
Washington might be up there.
Washington's up there. That's a good call.
Very hopeless.
Unless same thing unless they blow it up.
Even then, like,
if they would have to let me run the blow up. That's the only way it would work.
Correct.
I feel like Detroit's not bad, and even then they still just kind of no, they just feel locked into what they have. Like, it's not hopeless.
At least Detroit has a star. Like, at least you have Blake.
Yeah, they can sell
Reggie
jerseys.
Bullock. Yes.
Yeah. They can sell jerseys. Blake's going to do some things.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's not hopeless. If you asked me last year before the Blake trade, yes, they would have been hopeless.
Yeah, where it's just like Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond up there.
Stanley Johnson, not Avery Bradley. Like, not stinker. Not great.
Luke Kennard still trying to get minutes.
Yeah, like the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers' new jersey makes me think they're hopeless, but they still have like Shea.
The Clippers can sign two max guys this offseason.
Yeah.
And if not, they can just resign Tobias Harris.
Plus, they have Boban.
Correct, yeah. So they're not.
No, the Clippers are in slick better shape than the Lakers, man. The Lakers stink.
They did. Look, did you see the Clippers' Altner jersey, though?
No.
Man. This one.
Is bad?
Putrid.
Oh, no.
Just putrid.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the Clippers one.
They don't really have good jerseys, so them like messing up doesn't surprise me, but
No,
that's awful.
It looks like LA.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, I did see it. It's LA gear.
Yeah, it's LA gear. Like, it's not real bad.
The thing is, like, it could be good. Like, I like the red like stars down the side.
Yeah.
But that LA logo, like, that's a old like USFL logo.
Stinks. Yeah, that's exactly how it looks.
It stinks.
Imagine you get a meeting with, like, Jimmy Butler, and you've got his name on the back of one of these shits. And he's like, you know what?
I'd rather be homeless again.
I think I'm all right, yeah.
It's, oh, man.
Yeah, no, those are bad. For L.A., that's just so...
Both are these, like, shoelaces? Are those supposed to be shoelaces? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
They should have just put a picture of, like, Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson. Just roll that as your city jersey.
I'd buy that. I'd buy a Shea version of that.
That was off. Oh, man. Yeah, the Clippers are bad.
Yeah, no. Uniforms, no hope. Roster, some hope.
Some hope, yeah.
Has Jerome Robinson like the Clippers
played yet?
I don't think he's really... I mean, you have a heavy backcourt, but...
He's getting, like, DMPs, though. Like, yeah. I don't... That was one at the time that felt like 13?
Well, that also didn't make sense because you already had Beverly, Teodosic. Drafted Juwan Evans last year.
Teodosic was, like, 37. Like, I don't
know. That's what I'm just saying. Like, you have all these guys already.
Yeah.
I remember Juwan Evans when he was coming out.
I love Juwan Evans.
Well, it was like the stat people, they were like, his per 36 is the exact same as Chris Paul's when he was coming out.
And they're both short. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Like, both got a bunch of steals.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't become Chris Paul yet. That's all I'm trying to say.
Not yet. He's got to punch a guy in the nuts first.
He does play for the Clippers, so he's got that.
I was going to say, he already cut, like, the whole New Orleans part out of Chris Paul's career. I feel like there's more hopelessness in the East.
I'm trying to think of the East, like.
Like, even the Knicks have a little hope.
The Knicks have some hope because this rookie class looks unbelievable.
I'm going to still stamp the Knicks with hopeless just because Dolan owns them.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'll accept that.
That's how I feel about the Suns.
Right.
Like, as many pieces as I like.
If Sarver owned a team in a major city that people gave a fuck about, he'd be on Dolan's level of, dumb of a fuck he is.
That's why I slick hate him, but I also slick respect that he's like, I found my perfect market.
Right.
They care, but they don't care that much.
Right.
Like,
right.
The Cardinals stink. They're mad at that. The Diamondbacks are third place.
The Coyotes, they're doing something.
Yeah, he's like, no. We'll get good. Like, I'll pay Booker $150, but Josh Jackson's going to ask for like $40 million in 2 years.
No,
it's like, he'll not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
here's four a year.
Yeah, that's the line. I will not do it.
I'm trying to think out east, though. Like, the Nets have hope. The Knicks have hope.
I think, Cleveland's like...
Cleveland's the answer.
Because they've got the bad answer. They're a bad owner, too. Like, that's the thing. They have no young prospects. Their cap stinks.
Yep.
They owe picks. And they've got a shitty owner.
And they can't even figure out their coach.
I don't know why they...
They can't figure out their interim coach.
I don't know why they're getting an all-star game.
LeBron...
That's what it says. It's like, it can be like... Some one of like LeBron's last years or something like
that. What is like 2022, 2023 or something?
Yeah, so they're like targeting that as like LeBron's last year.
I mean, we're just going to have it there for like five straight years. Like, I don't know if we could start planning LeBron's last year
is
now.
So is that as soon as the LA deal expires?
It must be. He must be around then.
Maybe he goes back to Cleveland.
He's going to go. We've talked about this. Whoever drafts his son is where he's going to sign.
And then own.
Yeah, but I think I just don't know the order. Like, he might buy the team before the draft. He's like, I just wanted to make sure we're getting Bronny. I just bought the team cash.
Does it on draft night.
Yeah.
Just waits.
He just buys the Bulls just cash. I think he should do it.
He will.
That's just my take.
He will do it.
I think Cleveland's the answer, though. I think Cleveland.
Cleveland is the answer. Cleveland stinks.
Yeah.
And they don't have any, like, no hope.
Nope, sure don't.
Do they have a second round? Like, do they have any other young guys?
It's like Steady Osman is their next youngest guy.
He's like 26.
I know.
Yeah.
He got that summer run, though, with Durant, though.
It's a good, they needed a warm body, but they could have called anybody. They called him, though. So it's a tip.
It's like the scene out of White Man Can't Jump, where, like, they're trying to hustle, but he's just terrible.
Yeah, that.
I really don't want Cleveland to get the number one pick. I think that's why I'm scared.
Yeah.
I just don't want, like I don't care where Zion goes. I just don't want him to be wasted. Like, he might just be, he's just that unique of a team. Yeah, I just don't want him to be
Cleveland
wasted.
Might take Barrett. Like, they love drafting Canadians.
I don't want.
Boy, would he waste.
I don't want them to. Don't the Hawks have their pick?
It's top Hawks 10 protected.
Top 10 protected? Fuck.
Yep. That's the thing. It's 10 protected. Because the Hawks have got the Mavericks pick as top 5 protected, and they've got the Cavs pick top 10 protected. So they're not getting the Cavs one this year.
Right now,
they might get the Mavericks one this
projected
year.
Projected top 10 on Draft Express are the Hawks, Cleveland, Suns, Magic, Chicago, Hawks via Dallas.
Okay.
Knicks, Nets, Washington, Boston via Sacramento.
So that's 11?
And then Boston at 11 via Memphis.
Oh, that's this year?
Yeah, that's projected, like, right now.
I think it's what, top 12 protected? Or maybe it must just be.
I thought that was next year. Fuck, I don't want those two picks.
Boston has three top 20.
Not both of them at the same time, at least.
Boston has 4 projected first-round picks.
Don't the Suns have, like if everything conveys?
Suns have.
Well, imagine, what would Ainge even do with 4 first-round picks?
Eat them. He'd just eat them.
He's just like, well, we're not going to take anyone
out. He purposely lets the clock run out.
Yeah,
he
does. Pass.
You don't want anybody at number 17. Looks at his. I'm number 28. I'm good.
He's like, if I let these keep just rolling over, like past pick 60, I get the first next year. That's how this works, right? Like, I didn't make it.
Silver's like,
sure. It's like the Celtics have the first 4 picks this year. Fuck. What do we don't even need the lottery. The lottery's for the 5 pick.
Yeah. Just what pick they have there, just 1 through 5.
Right, yeah. Just to make those franchises feel worse, like this would have been you.
Yeah, what can you do? So Atlanta would have had 1 and 6. Like, that's what I want. I want them to have 2 of the top 6.
They haven't taken Grimes and Barrett. So you get your wings.
Okay.
I could actually get down with that.
With the big hurt, just put some shooting around Trey. I don't hate that.
And then you get yourself Collins down there. I like that a lot, actually.
That's not bad.
The Hawks have hope. Like, I know a lot of people kind of like.
Yeah, no, like the Hawks, because they strip it all the way down. Yeah. That's why I think they have hope. Like, they have an owner who.
Well, that and they have a plan.
Cares, and a GM who might know what he's doing.
Like, they're straight up just drafting guys that can shoot.
Yeah.
So they at least have. It's not going to work, but they at least have a direction.
It might, though.
Yeah,
if everybody you get can hit a jumper, I feel like you'll be in at least competition.
Yeah, everyone else was like, oh, let's all just get length. It's like, these guys have never even seen a basketball. Right, like, you can't be long.
Orlando's like, we're year 7, baby. This is the year. I'm trying. Who read the top 10 again, if you can?
For teams or players?
The teams.
Hawks, Cavs, Suns, Magic, Bulls, Hawks, Knicks, Nets, Washington, Celtics.
So the Nets have their own pick this year, finally.
Nets have their own pick this year.
And what are they, 8 or 9?
They're at 8, and they're drafting the French kid.
Okay. See, like, that feels like a good spot for the Nets.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of winning some games now. They just need a guy that hopefully pops.
I mean, he's a 6'9 guy. He's only 17 years old right now.
Yeah, so it's like maybe – I feel like at the very least, a lot of the European – like, if they don't bust out – they're at least serviceable. Like, they just know how to play the game. They're just too fundamentally
sound. Yeah, like, go draft the youngest guy. Like, he's the youngest guy in the class.
Okay, yeah, I'm always team draft the youngest guy.
Yeah, like, he's not. He's still got 3 months until he turns 18.
What pick do the Knicks have?
9 or 7.
See, that's the one. Yeah, they need to be going the other way.
They need to get in that top 6.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'll tell you what, Keldon would be fun there, too. Keldon and Frankie.
Yeah. I did like...
Keldon, Frankie, Knox, Porzingis, and...
That's pretty good, yeah. Like, Robinson and...
Mitchell Robinson, and you bring Trier up the bench.
Trier looks good.
I love Trier.
Like, I thought it during the draft, like, I'd see, I was like, oh, that seems a little high for him. But it's like, nobody's going to take him? Like, he's clearly an NBA player.
Like, top 45.
Yeah, no, he's clearly... Like, there weren't 60 better prospects than him. So for him doing well now.
Just, I'm mad he's on a two-way. I want him to spend more than 45 days.
Yeah, so what happens after that? Do they,
have to
sign him full-time?
Then they'll sign him. Like, they're going to convert him into a full-time contract.
He's the best guard now.
I know.
Who?
Trier.
Oh, Trier.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of like, I'll take Keldon to the Knicks. I mean, I'd love for them to get up there where they can take Langford or Reddish, but.
So it's top six now to get a chance for one?
Top five.
But they switched the odds.
Yeah, it's like 25% across the board for like the top three or something like that.
I wouldn't hate the Nets getting the number one pick.
They deserve it.
Just like what they've been through. Yeah. I think they wouldn't blow it. I just don't want, like, I don't want the Suns. I don't want the Cavs. I don't want the Knicks.
Don't want the Magic.
I don't want the Magic to get the
number one. Don't want the Bulls.
But anybody else, like, I feel like the Hawks got a plan. If the Mavericks get to keep their pick top five, I feel like their plan is just Doncic.
Yeah.
Getting teammates that don't hate him.
Yeah, Memphis doesn't have their pick.
They do.
Yeah, they bring in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, as long as you can shoot a three, you can hate him. Yeah. So the Celtics would have had, what, 9 and 11? Yeah, that's no man.
I thought it was 11 and 12.
The Celtics have 10 and 11.
10 and 11.
You get Shea and Jerome Robinson.
Yes.
So you get a nice swing and one for two.
I feel like Ainge would trade both of those.
For like number 8, yeah.
Like 8 second round picks. He just owns the second round.
Yeah, I mean, what we don't need is more young guys. Like, that's what we don't need.
He hasn't taken two young guys.
And if he's going to be flipping Terry for like another first, like I don't know about all that.
Yeah. I just trade Hayward. It's like, we had to pay Reddish.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
6 years down the line, don't you understand?
I mean, how everything lines up right now is already perfect. With like when Horford comes off, that's when Juice needs one. Mm-hmm. When Hayward comes off, that's when Tatum needs one. Like all that. So it's like, add another young guy. Like Robert Williams is looking like a stud when the 4 minutes a game he plays. Like,
who could have seen this coming?
It's very funny every time he comes in. Like I said this the other day too. We got a rebound against Denver where it was over Millsap. Like, it was an offensive rebound. He just completely jumped over him. Millsap
two-hand dunked it back.
But like all in one motion.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
and I was like, I've never, ever in my life seen someone on the Celtics who could do exactly that.
Yeah.
And, of course, people were like, oh, Kevin Garnett. Like, Kevin Garnett wasn't doing that.
Yeah, nah. No.
Not Kevin, shut 32 the fuck up. Or whatever. Yeah.
Like, A, we had an athletic Kevin Garnett for exactly 1.5 seasons.
61 games.
Yeah. Like, he was great. I'm not saying Robert Williams is better than Kevin Garnett.
Shaq could have.
That's going to be taken.
So. Right. That's exactly how it was. And then I had people saying, what the fuck else was the other stupid-ass answer?
Horford's got some lift. You forgot about him?
I had one guy.
Rasheed Wallace.
I had one guy tweet me Robert Parrish. I was like, maybe.
Beats me. I don't know. Like, Chief just had like a 42-inch vert. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about all
Chief's
that.
Explosive as hell.
People would take, like, for the longest time, I used to say this all the time, and no one ever had a response from me because they knew it was correct. The most athletic big Rajon Rondo played with in Boston was fucking Chris Wilcox.
Yeah. Or like,
to be fair, he was a specimen.
Yeah. When I used to argue like Rondo versus Chris Paul, and I would be like, Chris Paul gets like 3-4 assists a game just lobbing it up to Tyson Chandler. Mm. Rondo's never had that. People would be like, oh, well, he had KG. I was like, he had KG for 1 year where he could go catch lobs. Like, after that, he couldn't.
He had Glenn Davis doing some like layup drills.
He did.
Yeah, come on. You're selling the man short.
It's like throwing it up, doing like the little kid alley-oops where you just catch in the air and
right.
Tap it real quick.
I'm just picturing like Robert Williams, like when he actually gets playing time carved out, just like flying around.
Yeah, because the funny thing is he did that exact thing for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
In college, and people were like, I don't know. He's 6'8".
Yeah, he's 6'8 with a tremendously long wingspan.
Except Brad's going to draft 4 bigs in this first top 20 that he has.
Yeah, competition.
That's what he would do with the 4. If he get like 4 firsts, he'd just draft 4 centers to make everyone else start drafting for. Like Belichick, he's like, oh, yeah, we're passing the ball now? Yeah, everybody's going to draft a tight end early.
Right.
Now I'm running the ball.
Right.
So, yeah, James White.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to, like, after this draft where Brad has a million picks, just can the main Red Claws beat the Cleveland Cavs?
Right. Yeah. Listen, you don't want to see the Red Claws when you come to Portland.
Yeah,
that's what I've always said.
That home court is something else.
Ainge has to trade all of those.
I'm saying he's drafting 4 center or like 4 undersized point guards.
I mean, that's He's never left a draft without a guard.
Like, there's
ever.
There's just so many.
Quad A Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Please no.
There's so many roster. Like, there's only so many roster spots. How do you have this many? Like, you physically can't.
Listen, he saw what the Kings are doing with their 25-man roster. He's like, I want some of that.
He's got some guys on practice squad. Like, yeah.
Like, it killed. Like, Gershon Yabusele's never going to flourish here.
He was like the, what, 16th pick? 17th pick?
I believe he was
right
16.
Post-lottery,
yeah,
right?
Like,
well, we took him and we took Zizic because we knew we didn't have any roster spots that year, like, at all. So we're like, we're going to keep you guys both overseas and then bring you over next year. And then we traded Zizic for Kyrie. Year,
yeah.
And then we brought over Gershon.
Is Zizic still with Cleveland? Like, is he just not getting any
Yeah, he's
burn?
Still there. I mean, it's a bad team, Tyler.
That's what I'm saying. So he should be getting 30. Like, I remember what I saw of him. I was like, he's not terrible. He might not be a prospect, but he's... He's a guy.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Cleveland disagrees.
You are correct. He is a male.
Yeah. He is. Genitalia, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, none of us.
Well,
that,
again, his business, not mine. Shit. Now, Cleveland is, that's awful.
But, like, what, like, I don't know, would, like, 11, 10, and, like, I don't know. I keep thinking of, like, the Anthony Davis deal.
I feel like it's just, like, he would just take. Like, best player and be like, okay, like, who wants him? Just give me a future first. Like, who wants...
Yeah, let's roll these over.
Yeah. Who wants quickly? Like, oh, you want him? I don't need my first round now.
Right.
Keep giving me a 2023.
Yeah, I'll take it in 20. Like, I'll be here. I'll take it in 2022. Yeah. So, I think that would be his move.
Or he's just going to be like, yeah, here's these two and one of our young guys and move up to, like, two.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for Davis.
Well, I mean, maybe, but I don't know. It is coming up now, like, the designated max guy. So, like, we can't have Kyrie and Anthony Davis on the same team. Like, you just physically can't, according to the NBA.
See you later, Kyrie.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
We're talking about online. We thought, because I was like, John Wall's going to end up in Detroit. It's like, but they would have two designated players. But Blake didn't take the designated.
Right.
He took, like, I don't know, whatever is right under it. So you just got to get Kyrie or AD.
AD's already locked in to the designated.
Not for his next deal.
I thought this deal he just took was a designated.
Was it?
I
thought he signed it like before they even did that.
I thought he missed it because like he didn't, or he maybe just missed a bonus because he was like second.
I thought he missed a bonus.
Yeah, I think
he missed
a bonus. Yeah.
So I guess if you can convince Kyrie, like maybe it would have to in that.
Right.
Well, no, I wouldn't if I were him either. But I guess if it's that window where he's technically a free agent, if you made the trade,
right,
then it's like, this is now the max we can offer you, Kyrie.
Right.
And then he's like,
it's $7 short. Yeah. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah. I won't do it.
I'm going back to play in Australia.
Yeah, he's hard in the OKC. He's like, no. I will not compromise.
You couldn't pay him like the like $390 that Lowry got? I mean, I know he would never take that, nor should he, like, I'm just trying to figure out, because everyone in the fucking world thinks Anthony Davis is coming to Boston.
I feel like I hear it more LA, like, once the clutch thing and now the I have to play perfect,
yeah.
I feel like now it's leaning LA. So, we're going to hear about him going to one of those two.
Right.
I guess I don't really care which one, the Clippers or
the Celtics.
Somebody random is going to, the Bucks.
I think.
Sneak in and get
Vegas agent. Has the Celtics as the odds on favorite, I believe.
Has who?
Okay.
Celtics,
Lakers.
As the odds on favorite.
You know who's third?
Probably Clippers.
No, it wasn't the Clippers.
New York team.
I think it might have been the Knicks, yeah.
All right, I'm in.
I would like that, yes.
I've convinced myself he's a Knick. Get the poster up.
Yeah, not very inspired. He sits out like two games and they just go in the tank. Not a great look.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't even like thinking about it, but now that we're talking about the draft and Danny Ainge has four picks potentially in a first round. I thought that Memphis pick was next year. I need Memphis to start winning some games so it rolls over again.
Maybe they are. Maybe that's the point. He's like, I thought you guys were going to like stink for another year. You guys like 500. I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah.
He trades him like Rozier as a rental just to be good enough. I know. We need you like 16.
Yeah. Now just throw me a couple seconds. I feel like it should be a lot of trades. There won't be. But I just.
What was the big one this past draft? Was there one?
No, we all expected
Miles Bridges.
Yeah, I think there were no like
we all
players.
It was going to be Paul George,
right?
Or
not Paul George?
Paul George. Butler.
Butler was a draft. Before.
Kimba.
Kimba.
We thought Kimba.
We thought the Celtics
and somebody
maybe
else. Yeah.
Do a thing.
Trade someone.
Yeah. No, they just Danny Ainge just sat and was like, I can't believe this guy's fallen.
And we thought wasn't there one like the Spurs or something? Or we thought Kawhi was going to get traded that night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Kawhi.
I'm trying to, like, I don't even know what those four picks would have to be. Like, what do I have to give you, yeah, to get Zion or Barrett, like, whichever one he likes?
Why not both? Trade two for one, two for the other.
I don't know. Charlotte said no for four, so you...
Those are... I've said this before, too.
You can start at least seven, eight picks.
I've seen people be like, thank God Charlotte didn't take that. The Celtics wouldn't have Tatum or Juice. Like, why didn't Charlotte take that? It's because it wasn't for those picks. None of the Brooklyn picks were involved.
Yeah.
Like, and people are always like, oh, I can't believe that didn't happen.
I think it was one. Like, I thought, like, I don't think Juice it was. Or something.
No, I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it was, like, all our own picks. I think the Memphis pick might have been involved.
It was probably something like that where, like, a lottery pick for sure.
I know it was I know it was our pick from that draft, which was, like, Olynyk.
Sweet.
I know it was that. And then – oh, no, it wasn't Olynyk. It was Terry. It was fucking Terry.
Yeah.
Because it was the Towns draft.
The next year, yeah.
And then it was, like, our own pick, like, just moving forward. Like, it was just always going to be our own pick.
So you'd always have a first
rounder,
essentially.
Right, that's the thing. With all these drafts, we always had, like, two or at least. And everyone, so, yeah, we would still have the exact same team and also just Justice Winslow.
Right, have him now, man, for one first round pick.
I'm fine. Yeah, maybe that's what we do with 10 and 11. We just get Justice.
Just trade for people, like, prove-it deals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
I'd be fine with that. I'd probably be the only happy person on that trade. Me and Justice.
They'd show you the overall warp of pick 11's right, career, yeah. And you'd be like, oh, no.
But yeah, NBA draft.
Heck yeah.
Not as excited for it after this conversation.
I don't...
I'm more excited just for, like, the screw-ups. That's what I cheer
that's,
for.
That's, yeah, like, I'm slick more hyped for the lottery now. You just get to... Yeah. I feel like we're getting better at, like, sniffing out the screw-ups.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, it's like Bagley's still been fine. It's like, King shouldn't have took him. Like, I know that off the bat. Like, that's just a given. Like, man, if the Kings were doing what they're doing right now with Doncic, like, they just had him and still had that, like, potential blue chip guy. And I think Bagley's going to be fine. I don't see him as, like, elite NBA prospect.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Back to Yale.
She gave me a look.
She's back. She's just back to Yale.
A throat slash.
Yeah.
That was a look.
Thumbs down with the other one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm trying to think. Head.
It was for Kite. If you vape, you use your Juul.
Yes.
If you're one of these hip cats out there.
Yes. Present.
Things always dying. Like for when you go out for an all-day tailgate.
Yes.
Or an all-night soiree.
Yes.
Sometimes, like, you get the extra pods. Like, if you're just ripping them, like, Juuls get passed around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those things go quick. You need to have the extra pods.
Correct.
But you're always losing those. You know what I mean? Like, they
especially at the soiree.
Always. Constantly at the
Can't
soiree.
Can't keep one at the soiree.
My soiree trousers, the pockets are too baggy. They're always falling
just
out.
Worn.
Yeah.
Worn.
So that's why you get Kite.
Yes.
It is a dual-purpose mechanism, you see.
Okay.
That both charges the Juul and also holds up to three Juul pods.
Wow.
Now, I want to make this very clear. Kite is not associated with Juul Labs Incorporated.
No.
KiteCharger.com is its own mechanism.
Yes.
You can get it, again, at KiteCharger.com. Enter the promo code mixtape or tape. Can't remember which one.
Enter them both.
Yeah, one of them's going to work.
See which one gives you a little...
Both work.
Give you more off.
And that's going to get you free shipping and also $5 off. But that's only for a limited time. So if you're sitting there on your hands right now, get off of them. Use them to type into your computer. Get yourself...
Right, wait for filling to return to your hands first and then...
No, just see what the...
Yeah, it's more fun.
Just see what comes
up. Like a stranger ordered you these.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't even know I hit the T button.
Now, what is it the... No, I won't say that. I can't remember. Was it when you sit on your hand and jack off?
Yeah, the stranger.
I thought it was like the something stranger. Like the lonely stranger.
Yeah, you.
Maybe I'm just classing it up.
Yeah, you can throw some adjectives on there.
The helpful stranger. No.
Depends what kind of mood you're in.
Yeah, a bit of a wild boy.
Yeah. Is that a thing you've ever done?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I only hear about it in movies.
It's like the urban myth.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like feasible.
I just don't want to sit on my hand.
That's what I'm saying. I want to get to work now.
When my arm, like usually when I wake up, like my arms are numb, like every day.
Sure.
Probably should get it checked out.
It seems problematic.
But like when that happens, I can't do anything. Like,
right.
I can barely sit up.
Beat off now.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like, I would, just like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to grip something.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I'd want that.
I just picture, like, when your arm falls asleep. Like, yeah, you're dragging it already. It's like,
I don't want just anybody lugging the merchandise, you know? No. I mean, I don't know if I want the strength.
No. And since you have, like, no control, I guess since they're only saying the hand, you'd still have arm, like, dexterity. Right. But, like, when my whole arm's asleep, like, I might just, like, rip it off.
But here's the thing, like, when your arm is numb, how long does it take? Like, you shake them out, like, they're back in 3 seconds.
Ah, buddy, I wish.
Really? It'd take you, like, minutes?
Yeah.
Like, jack-off time?
Well, see, I'm thinking about when I wake up.
But you're right. Just hear some windmills.
Yeah, I do. I fucking have to. It's a problem. It's a full-fledged problem.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, by the time... Like, you've got, like, you can't get done.
No, I sure could.
Before the feeling comes back.
No, I would have to.
That's suspect, man.
I would have had to have not, like, jerked off for, like, 2 years. Mm. And so it's like any sensation.
Even then, man touching man meat, even my own, I don't do it.
Not in Harlem.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we're wrapping up. Or you can leave, too. That's fine.
So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
It's pretty casual. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where we at?
Hour 35, I think that says.
Hmm.
But yeah, we're going to have Riggs on throughout the entirety of college basketball to give some updates on some prospects and Duke's Kill Everyone tour, Kentucky's post-funeral processions.
Yes.
Our student-athlete tour, yeah. Stink meter.
You say what?
We would just have to come up with, like, how much does Kentucky stink meter every time we're on?
1 to 10, yeah.
1 to 10, how much they stink? 1 to 10, how much Duke's good?
Yeah, it's got to be like the foreplay, like how back is Tiger meter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like for Duke, like a zero, like Coach K is just like holding his back, and
Coach K on the floor,
yeah,
taking an injury yeah. tug.
For a 10, it's
Urban K, yeah,
it's like Christian Laettner, like curb stomping. What's his face?
Be more specific, buddy.
Well, from Kentucky,
he stepped on a lot.
Sean Woods,
was that the Kentucky guy?
Yeah. Or it was Woods. It was
Rodney.
Pete.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rodney Rogers. Yes.
Oh, come on. R.I.P.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's paralyzed.
Yeah, I didn't know he was
paralyzed. I'm sure he
wits close enough.
I was saying that sake. I kind of hope he's dead for his sake.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It was.
Celtic legend, Rodney
Sixth
Rogers.
Roderick Rhodes. That's who he stepped
okay.
on.
Rodney.
Yeah, dude. It was like an ATV accident.
Yeah, I believe so.
Like he's like a hillbilly.
He's from Arkansas, Mississippi.
I think he's from the woods of North Carolina.
No, Durham, North Carolina. He's 47. So still chugging along. He was also in Blue Chips. People don't talk about that.
Yes, Neon Bordeaux.
I just rewatched that recently. Such.
I feel like I want to.
It's on Hulu, I think, or Amazon.
Yeah, you could.
I think I will.
You have that power.
How about it? Yeah, 2018.
Yeah. For the Kentucky one, B.
You say what?
For like the meter, like Cal.
115.
No, I'm saying like, what would it look like? Like what would the zero for Kentucky
it'd be? Billy Gillespie.
Yeah. Okay. Tubby.
And then, yeah. And like Eddie Sutton maybe in between, just like drinking. Yeah. And then
picture Patino cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then the 10 would be the guys rubbing Cal's head after they won the title.
Yeah. Those are the meters. Tubby Smith shoving in Sheree Thomas.
Billy Gillespie running away from the media.
Dancing drunk in the fountain downtown. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly sitting at Two Keys on a Thursday night.
Allegedly. You do have to say allegedly. Yeah, those are the meters.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. It should be like for Patino, it should just be like the silhouette. Like it's clearly him. It's like, I don't know who that is.
It's just a picture of
this image stripped from our record.
Like that Beyonce Super Bowl picture.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Removed.
Just, what can you do?
You really can't find that on the internet anymore.
No, nor will you.
I don't know how.
I think if you Google it, like you get
the record. She makes short work of you.
Yeah.
I'm not Googling
that. I'm not finding that.
I was like, there's no way it's scrubbed. So I did look and I got an immediate knock at my door.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one there, but. I knew.
It could have been. It was Blue Ivy. You just didn't look down. Yes, she was.
Holding the pipe. but yeah, what's today? Thursday?
It is.
Yes. All right, so we'll see you guys next. Wow. Rest in peace, Tom.
That's right. People have died.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace to Kentucky season.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a football school. People don't talk about that.
Been saying it for years.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button. It's the charitable season.
Yes.
We preach it year round, but this is the time of year people actually start caring about other people.
Correct.
Got to get the belt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No free ads for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, but. No. We don't.
No, we got them with the Flint bell, though.
A Flint bell? So large.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
I see the vision.
But yeah, no, if you have anything extra, there are people who don't just want things for the holidays. They actually need things for just living.
Mm-hmm.
Water. Yes.
Being one important. Of
those things. One of the basic human essentials, yes. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
May you rest, may you rest. Never ever shoot below the net, never ever. You a rookie, you a rookie. I'm a vet. That's why I got a Glock, you got a tech. Not checkers. This chest, nigga chest. I flooded out my paddock with baguettes. I curved Tiffany, yeah, for Jess.
For who?
Need to get myself together, I'm a mess.
Straight up.
In bikini bottom, I'm with Sandy.
Sandy.
Moesha keep on drinking out of brandy.
Brandy.
Keisha eat the Molly like it's candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Body slam a nigga like I'm Randy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a hot hitter.
Straight up.
I'm a guap getter.
Straight up.
Leave a thot bitter.
Straight up.
Get your block hit up. Oh, you think you in a group? Get that shit split up.
Okay.
Tryna suck me laying down, I make that bitch sit up.
Straight up.
Yeah, hot box, dirty stick, case closed. We grill beef, nigga charcoal.
Uh-oh.
Selling pussy, hubba, JJ got a barcode. These broke gas niggas need job code. Used to use EBT to get seafood. Now Uber Eats when I want Kiku. She wanna hang, gotta let the gang G you. Metro worth a lot of M's, nigga, me too. Hanging off my earlobes is a rock. Hanging off my waistline is a Glock. The body in that casket was a op. I don't throw no bottles, I throw shots. All this drip on me, I need a mop. Balenciaga boxes in the socks.
Okay.
I got 10 freaky girls on a yacht.
Yeah.
Finna drown in them, dawg. Finna drown in them.
21.
Last altercation got 100 rounds in them.
Mom.
All my spots got a lot of bloodhounds in them. Ain't no furniture, it's just a lot of pounds in them. Perch soft hard, and I got the brown in them. What the bummer clock, Chato, we don't ramp in them. Edgewood, Glenwood, Boulder Crest, and a hemp with them.
See?
Got a lot of sticks, you can get stamped with them.
God.
Tryna mediate the beef, you get found with them.
Up.
All these chains, rest in peace to Harry Tubman. Niggas broke, cause they doing too much clubbing. Cashed out on all my cards, cause I'm stubborn. Zone 6 against the world, that's how I'm coming. I came out the wound, I was thugging.
Straight up.
Ain't no fist fights, niggas upping.
Straight up.
Rappers say they won't smoke, but they bluffing.
Oh God.
When you see them face to face, it ain't nothing.
Straight up.
Hanging off my earlobes is a rock.
A rock.
Hanging off my waistline is a Glock.
A pop.
The body in that casket was a op. I don't throw no bottles, I throw shots.
21.
All this drip on me, I need a mop.
21.
Balenciaga boxes in the socks.
Oh God.
I got 10 freaky girls on a yacht. I got 10 freaky girls on a yacht. You know, I was racing down the highway earlier today, riding down 20. I happened to see a nigga I robbed back in the day. You know what? He was happy to see me.